aware of experience. This process of being aware, recognizing what we are aware of, and the exploration that we're engaged in, helps us begin to learn about our minds. We get to know the processes of our bodies and minds, see how they shape and affect each other. And we begin to recognize in a very organic way. Our system begins to clearly recognize which direction is helpful and and which direction is not helpful. Sometimes, observing experience, we get to know some details about particular experience. The quality of sensation. The experience of biting into a fruit, the liquidity, the tartness, sweetness. And sometimes our practice, our mindfulness becomes more interested in the relationships, the conditioned nature of experience, aware of how various processes affect each other, how they interrelate, how they condition each other, how they function. All experience is conditioned. Seeing this conditioned nature of experience at a very clear kind of experiential level we see more deeply the characteristics impermanent is that conditioned processes are never stable, they're always changing, unreliable, dukkha unreliable and that there's no place to land or to stay. Because of that flux, because of that flow, changing nature of experience, and not self within this flow, within this conditioned arising and ceasing process. There's no self to be found. Just intention arising, conditioning action. Action conditioning experience, results, sensations in body and mind. And this whole recognition of the conditioned nature of experience can touch us into a sense of uncontrollability, which can be disturbing to a sense of self. And yet that very uncontrollability is a pointer, kind of an indicator of this nature, this truth of not self. All experience is conditioned, impermanent. Impermanent in this flux, but not random in its flux. There's a lawful unfolding. We may not see all of the conditions that play into the arising of an experience. And yet they are unfolding nevertheless. The teachings of the Buddha point to a particular field of experience that is key for our understanding this lawful unfolding. This aspect of our minds that connected to intention leading to action. These are the many states of mind that have a kind of a volitional component to them, such as anger, fear, confusion, love, kindness. Equanimity. Almost everything that we would consider an emotion has this shaping quality to it, this conditioning. It not only affects this moment, but can shape the next moments of experience. And there's a whole host of functions in our mind, qualities, processes that are considered mental formations, which we wouldn't necessarily call emotion. More states of mind, we might call them. This could include mindfulness, concentration, calm, wisdom, energy. And these too shape our experience. Becoming interested in the shaping nature of our mental formations helps us begin to clearly see, separate out those mental formations that lead us in the direction of continued struggle and suffering, and those that lead us in the direction of happiness, release, freedom. Each of these states, each of these mental formations, has a kind of function. Thing that it tends to do, a set of things perhaps that it tends to do. What Sayadaw Utejaniya calls the job description of that state. And so he suggests that we might get to know the job description of the states of mind. And again, not as a doing, but more as something that we can become aware of, this conditioning nature, this activity. The activity of our mental formations. And so, for instance, what is the nature of aversion? What is the job description of aversion? Not in the specifics of this situation, a particular situation, but more generally, whatever activity is happening in your mind, that curiosity, what is the job description of this? For aversion, it seems that the job description, one of the key functions of aversion, is to separate us from that which we don't like, separate us from the unpleasant. That's its nature. When aversion is arising, that's what it's doing. It believes, it has a belief that that separation will lead to happiness. And it orients us towards looking for experience to separate from. Sayadaw would say, this would just be aversion doing its job. It's not self. This is when aversion arises, this is how it functions. The seeing of aversion, the awareness of aversion, mindfulness of experience. That's another activity of mind doing its job. Mindfulness imbued with wisdom, another activity. What's the job description of wisdom? Wisdom understands the nature of experience. It releases the mind's grasping. Mindfulness perhaps has the job description to be clearly aware of the arising experience. Mindfulness and wisdom together. Knowing and understanding the nature of what is arising. This kind of investigation is, again, more of a curiosity or an intention rather than a doing. Each time we see a particular flavor, aversion, for example, maybe we learn something particular about that aversion, and maybe we also learn something more fundamental, more connected to its nature, its job description. And this curiosity is not limited to reactive emotions. We can be curious about the nature of love. The nature of patience. And so having said this, described this kind of exploration, and just a reminder to keep the practice simple, awareness and wisdom will do the job of the investigation. Not something we need to pick up so much. And yet this discussion, this exploration, may shape a curiosity . Are you aware? What is obvious? And what is the attitude? The relationship to experience. The attitude is one of the main shapers of our experience.